poll, Catholics now lean toward Donald Trump over Joe Biden. By Hannah Knudsen on May 3, 2024. U.S. Catholics now lean toward former President Donald Trump over President Joe Biden, according to a Pew Research poll, released on Tuesday. The survey examined the preferences of U.S. voters based on their religious affiliation, and it seems Catholic voters in the U.S. are turning on Biden, a self-proclaimed Catholic. According to the poll, Trump has an edge, leading Biden amongst all voters by a single percentage point. But among Catholics, specifically, Trump has majority support, as 55% support Trump compared to 43% who support Biden, a 12-point difference. Among white, non-Hispanic Catholics, Trump has a 23-point lead, 61% to Biden's 38%. There is a near split among Hispanic Catholics, as Biden has a 2-point edge over Trump with 49% support to Trump's 47% support. Trump also has a 22-point lead over Biden among Protestant voters, 60% to Biden's 39% support. While Trump leads Biden 81% to 17% among white evangelicals and 57% to 41% among white non-evangelicals, black Protestants go for Biden with 77% to Trump's 18% support. Predictably, Biden leads Trump among the religiously unaffiliated, with 69% to 28% support. More via Pew Research. About three-quarters of white evangelical Protestant voters say Trump was a great, 37%, or good, 37%, president. Roughly half of white Catholics and white non-evangelical Protestants share this view. When it comes to Biden, atheists and black Protestants rate the current president's performance most favorably. Roughly half of voters in each of these groups say Biden is a great or good president. This development for Biden comes as the self-proclaimed Catholic goes all in for abortion, promoting the murder of unborn children on Thursday's National Day of Prayer. Many social media users were quick to point to the irony of Biden paying lip service to scripture on the National Day of Prayer while openly pushing to make murdering unborn children easier across the U.S. In April, Biden launched a 7-figure ad buy in Arizona about abortion, and he has continued to speak out against Florida's continued efforts to protect unborn human life. Notably, the 6-week abortion ban, which has gone into effect following a ruling from the Florida Supreme Court, upholding the 15-week abortion ban. There is one person responsible for this nightmare, Donald Trump. Trump brags about overturning Roe v. Wade, making extreme bans like Florida's possible, saying his plan is working brilliantly, Biden said. He thinks it's brilliant that more than 4 million women in Florida, and more than 1 in 3 women in America, can't get access to the care they need, he said, pushing for the murder of unborn children. In another butt of irony, Biden made the sign of a cross during his visit to Florida, where he protested the state's restrictions on murdering unborn children.